This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Last night I received some requests for where are those images of people jumping out of the windows of the World Trade Center. Well, here's what you do. If you choose to look at these horrific images, you may type in the following. This is what I did. WTC, as in World Trade Center. WTC, space, jumping, space, out, space, of, space, the, space, windows. WTC, jumping out of the windows. You can type that into your search engine. Maybe it's DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And you'll see people jumping out of, you'll see images of people jumping out of the windows of the World Trade Center. This, we have entered into an era of beyond stupid. There is absolutely no reason to go through the efforts of building a building 1,000 feet in the air. It's beyond stupid. It's not necessary. So building higher costs way more. It's hard to get the concrete up that high. It's hard to get the steel up that high. It's hard to get everything up that high, including water to flush toilets. It takes an enormous amount of energy. It's not necessary. And then once you do build it, and it becomes obsolete, or it starts breaking or cracking or failing, how do you fix it? How do you clean the windows? I mean, who approved these idiotic designs? And then you have people who get employed by stupid companies who set up shop in these big buildings with no way to put out the fires. There's no way to put out a fire 1,000 feet in the air. The hook and ladders, they don't go that high. We can't pump water that high to put these fires out. This is insanity. And then going to work and saying, yeah, I work in this really tall building, and if anything happens, we can't get out. But it's great. It's really great. Who in their right mind would think like that? But yet, we have these buildings throughout the world. And I think it's a contest. It's a contest who could build the biggest buildings, the tallest buildings. And you got to ask yourself, does it make any sense at all? From a preparedness perspective, from a mini max regret perspective, doesn't make any sense. So I'm looking at pictures of people falling vertically down because they've jumped out of the windows of the World Trade Center. I mentioned this in previous broadcasts. Dr. Judy Wood has mentioned it. You can see it for yourself. Don't believe a single thing I say. And then you'll see these morons who put, who use, oh, I don't know, Photoshop or something like that, and build their own images. You know, just ridiculous images of this. But there are some that you can see that are absolutely positively real. But don't believe anything that I say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, if anybody says, out there in the class, if anybody thinks that they are a prepper, and they are not, at least trying to grow their own food. If you are into preparedness, you need to have a vegetable garden. And you need to be figuring out how to grow fruit trees that will grow in your climate. And you need to be figuring out how to grow tree legumes in your climate. And you cannot use the excuse that, oh, I live in Alaska, so tree legumes won't grow where I am. Yes, they will. There's species of tree legumes that will grow in Alaska. Down to zone 2, down to USDA zone 2. So unless you are, or even if you are in the Arctic Circle, there are tree legumes that will grow pods that you can eat and that your animals can eat, your chickens and your horse and your sheep and your cattle and whatever can eat, that you just need to plant once and will keep producing for you year after year after year after year. And that you may never need to replant, they may self-sow, or if you decide you need to replant them, then you harvest the beans every 3 to 5 years and just get a new patch growing so that they are producing by the time that the old plants are beginning to get old. If you are not growing, if you don't have a vegetable patch, you are not a prepper, in my humble opinion. If you do not have a vegetable patch and a grove of fruit trees and a chicken pen now, or if you are not researching and planning how you're going to do it now, then in my humble opinion, you're not a prepper. You're a hoarder. There's a difference. So, because if you're a hoarder, then sooner or later, whatever you're hoarding is going to run out. And then where are you going to be? You're going to be in the same boat as everybody else. But if you are learning some method of vegetable production that does not rely on the grid, so it does not rely on outside inputs, and like I say, you can start off being reliant on outside inputs and then figure out how to do without later. That's fine. That's okay. But you need to be figuring out how to do without outside inputs. And that's the other reason why you need tree legumes, because they put nitrogen into the soil. And one thing that the globalists are absolutely for sure attacking right now is nitrogen fertilizers. That is, that they are literally blowing up harbor plants that make, these are manufacturing facilities that make nitrate fertilizers all over the world. They are getting shut down. They are getting defunded. They are getting blown up all over the world. And so and the only real way that you can have long-term vegetable production, well, there's a few ways. One of them is compost, and you should learn to make compost as well. But the other one is tree legumes. And the advantage with tree legumes is they can also provide fodder for your animals. And they, like I said, most of them have edible pods. You have to check the species though. You have to make sure that the tree legume that you plant has edible foliage and edible pods. You have to do that. But if you make sure that it has edible foliage and edible pods, you can pick bits of the foliage off and put them in the cooking pot. And that can be an extra vegetable for you. You can pick the pods and eat them and chop them up and put them in your cooking pot if they have edible foliage and edible pods. And they grow year after year after year. They put nitrogen into the soil. You can cultivate them right up to the trunk and plant vegetables directly underneath them. And they, in a hot climate, they can provide shade for your vegetable crop So that can be a real problem, especially in an arid or a semi-arid climate. But even if you're in a temperate climate, you will get better vegetables if you're growing them under a bit of shade. And you will use less water. So true legumes, you need to figure out how to grow these. And most of them are quite easy to grow. A list of tree legumes. Honey locust, top of the list, absolutely top of the list. You get a type that has thorns, and you get a type that has no thorns. And you get a type that has pods, and you get a type that has no pods. For the home vegetable gardener, I would recommend the type that has pods but does not have thorns. I would, if you're growing it in range as a cattle fodder, I would grow the one with thorns. And the reason being is that if you grow the thornless one out on range as a cattle fodder, the cattle are going to destroy it. No two ways about it, because it is just so yummy for the cattle. But if it has the thorns on it, then it slows the cattle down enough to where they'll still get the leaves, but the thorns will slow them down and will stop them from completely demolishing them. But for the home garden, honey locust is absolutely top of the list as a tree legume shade tree for the garden. And the pods have a sweet gum in them that you can scrape out and you can easily render down for sugar. Easiest thing in the world. You just scrape the gum out of the pods into a cooking pot and you boil it, and it will make a sweet, sticky, resinous, yummy gum that will just, you know, it won't go totally hard unless you overboil it, but it will stay gummy and sticky and yummy, and you can bottle it. And you can have it as a supply of sugar, something to put on your toast in the morning. And the seeds are also edible. They can be ground and turned into flour. And, you know, or they can be fed to your chickens, or they can be fed to your other livestock. But that is why the honey locust is top of the list for tree legumes, and because it's a legume, it's actually very long-lived. They live for maybe 100 years. So some of the other tree legumes are not so long-lived. They might live for 10 or 15 years, but the honey locust is the longest-lived of all of them, just about, except for the leucaena. Leucaenas will live for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They are another tree legume. They don't have such a sweet pod. But the pod's still edible. You can cook it up with some spices and taste quite yummy. And the Indonesians have some nice recipes for them. But the one that I've discovered, Vincent and class, just the last few weeks, I've discovered a new tree legume, and I'm very, very excited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription. prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And she's a degreed scientist, University of Melbourne, Australia. Gwyneth, you're talking about the locust, the honey locust, thorn trees. We have them here at the farm. And these trees get to be quite tall. I'm talking 35, 40 feet tall. At least here on the farm they are. And they have thorns that are like the diameter of a number two pencil. Some of the thorns on a mature tree, sometimes they grow in clusters. These thorns can be from 3 to 8 inches long. They will pierce a sole of a sneaker. They'll pierce a tractor tire. They'll go right through it. I mean, these are really, really thorny trees. And they're great. If you don't want people to come on your property, they're great for that. Because you can't get through them unless you have a tank. You're not going to get through these trees. A person cannot get past, you know, a grove of these trees with the thorns hanging low. It's impossible. Back to you.
Yeah, but actually, they come from where you are. North America, actually, yeah. And the reason why they have these amazing thorns is that they are designed to deal with mastodon grazing. they developed, or that's what they were made to deal with, was grazing by things like woolly rhinos and mastodons. And of course, you don't have woolly rhinos and mastodons running around anymore. But you have one of their favorite forest species, which is the honey locust. And mammoths, they have, all elephants, they have a tip on the tip of their trunk that's like a finger. And they can sort of wrap it around stuff and pull it, and then put it in their mouth. And you see modern elephants do this all the time. You know, they can pick up a peanut that, you know, somebody holds out to them with the tip of their trunk and then put it in their mouth. And so that's how mastodons probably ate, was sticking the end of their trunk into this grove of honey locusts, and very carefully picking out the leaves one by one. And so that's the reason why they got these 8-inch thorns on them. But you do get a thornless variety, or a number of thornless varieties. The one that I have a thornless honey locust here, and it's called Sunburst. So if you are looking for a honey locust that is thornless, it still makes the sweet pod. Sunburst is a good one. Shademaster does not have pods. Shademaster is a podless honey locust. Now, why anybody would want a honey locust without the pods, I don't know. Maybe it's a street tree or something, but it makes no sense to me, because the pods are about the best part of the honey locust. They are absolutely delicious. And I don't know if you've ever gone out and collected the pods, for instance, off of your honey locust trees, but it's certainly worth the expedition. You get them, you split them open, you scrape that sweet, sticky goo out of them, and it's delightful.
Well, yep. We have hundreds of thousands of them. No exaggeration here on the farm. And actually, I was thinking of making them available on the internet for people who wanted to grow a privacy area. Because literally, these things are almost impossible to get through. And you all have seen barbed wire, right? Well, barbed wire is like a light duty version of these thorned honey locust barbs. I mean, they are, when the tree is very, very young, you know, a year old, maybe two, the barbs on it are like barbed wire. But shortly thereafter, the barbs are way bigger than the barbs on barbed wire. Absolutely, for sure. And if they were sprinkled on the road, nobody would get through.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions and avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders around President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son Hunter. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, something I wanted to ask you, and something that we have never discussed. And I'd like to mention it. And if you don't want to talk about it, just say I don't want to talk about it. But in 1883, there was a children's novel, fiction. It was called The Adventures of Pinocchio. And it's spelled P-I-N-O-C-C-H-I-O, Pinocchio. And this novel is about this animated puppet. And the puppet is punished. every time he lies by his nose growing. So his nose would grow every time he told a lie. His nose kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, I'm wondering if this is not necessarily a novel, but a documentary. I'm wondering... I'm trying to be very careful how I say this. I really am. I'm wondering if there's some truth to the relationship of a person's nose and his ability or inability to tell the truth. And so I did a tiny speck of research about this, and it seems that when a person lies, the blood flow, the circulation of the blood around the person's nose is measurable by heat. You can see more blood flow when a person is telling a lie, at least according to this one study that I just perused. So I'm wondering if there is a relationship with the size of a person's nose and his ability or her ability to tell the truth or not tell the truth, or is there a relationship genetically in that lineage of a person's family being one who tells the truth or doesn't tell the truth? Have you ever perused that, thought about it, considered it, researched it, or don't you want to talk about it?
I haven't considered that, but I don't think that it's absolutely true, what you're saying. And I'll tell you what. My dad had a really large nose. And there's a lot of people in our family, on both my mother's side and my father's side of the family, who have quite large noses. And we are generally quite an honest bunch. We set our hearts to God. And my dad, his nose, by the time he was an old man, was so hooked over that he could stick out his tongue and with the end of his tongue touch the end of his nose. I'm not quite there yet. But he always had quite a large nose, but by the time he was an old man, he could stick out his tongue and with the end of his tongue touch the end of his nose. And that is a genetic trait that's in our family. And my father's family descended from City of London bankers. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but we have always, in our, most of us, there have been the odd rapscallions in our family. But by and large, we are a family that sets our heart towards God. And so that's not necessarily true.
No, I don't think it's 100% true. I wonder if there is some basis in some instances where it might be true. That was my question. And you know, there is this study that says that there's more blood flow. And I would think if there's more blood flow there, you know, when a person tells a lie, that there might be the potential for growth. And just, you know, people who exercise, people who have, you know, when you exercise, you have more circulation, and it's rare that you see someone who exercises that is a midget, right? Isn't that true? It's rare. So people who have more circulation, I think, might have more overall growth. Might. And I don't know. I'm not a biologist. And I don't know for a fact. I'm just things that I see, and I was just wondering if there was anything to this. And no one said, hey, this is, you know, look into this. These things just appear in my mind as I go round and round and doing tractor therapy or sometimes shovel therapy. But and I was wondering, what is this with this, you know, this story, this novel about this guy named Pinocchio? I was just wondering.
If anyone's interested in pursuing that topic of Pinocchio and the metaphors that underlie Pinocchio, there's certainly a lot of them. And Jordan B. Peterson has done extensive. He's a psychiatrist. He used to take patients. These days he doesn't take patients anymore. He spends his life writing books and lecturing. But he used to, one of his specialties back in the day when he was a clinical psychologist he was a criminal psychologist. He used to go into the prison systems and try and help people to get their lives back on track. And he did an extensive study on Pinocchio and wrote academic papers on it and wrote books on it for people to read as a companion to, you know, reading Pinocchio. And he's given lectures on it. So if you want to go onto the internet and type in Jordan Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, and then Pinocchio, you'll come across Jordan Peterson's Pinocchio work, and you can listen to it. And if you have downloading software or a downloading website that you go to, you can download his lectures and you can listen to them. They're excellent. And also his biblical studies as well. I really, really enjoy his Pinocchio lectures, and I really enjoy his biblical study lectures. But the thing about the main emphasis of the Pinocchio story is the all of the traps and pitfalls that lie in store for us when we all seek to become real boys and real girls. And that was what he was trying to, that's what the author of the Pinocchio book was trying to teach children, was you want to grow up to be a genuine human being, but these are the pitfalls that will face you along the way. And he's quite specific, you know, with getting entrapped by the guy on Pleasure Island, you know, and turning them all into donkeys because of their lust for pleasure. This was quite profound, you know. And then at the end of it, him getting eaten up by the whale. And in the belly of the whale, he finds his father. And then, the whale spits them both out on the beach, which is an obvious Jonah metaphor. And then he becomes a real boy at the end of it. That is quite profound. You know, so I would certainly go into a study of the Pinocchio book, and I would start with Jordan Peterson because he's done so many of the intellectual hard yards on this topic already. So, yeah, but this is it. And I was wanting to mention one other tree legume, Vincent, if that's okay. Getting back, just for a moment, and that is because I just found it the last couple of weeks, but that is the Cape lilac. Virgilia capensis. That's V-I-R-G-I-L-I-A. Capensis. It's a South African plant. And it's called Tree in a Hurry. And it grows phenomenally quickly. It'll grow to be 10 feet tall within its first year. By its second year, it will be 20 feet tall, third year, 30 feet tall. They only live to be about 10 years old, but they are a really good tree if you want to have a tree quickly, a proper tree quickly. They're also nitrogen fixing. You can also get their foliage and you can feed it to your livestock. So it ticks all the tree fodder boxes. And, of course, you can grow stuff underneath it, but it does very quickly. It has brittle wood, tends to drop branches, and at the end of its life, it will fall over. That's the only thing that you've got to be aware of. But it's a good firewood tree. If anybody out there in the class is wanting a tree that they can grow quickly for the purposes of privacy, for the purposes of firewood, for the purposes of nectar production, for honey production. It produces millions of exquisite pea flowers, which are such a fine bee fodder. And, this is it. So that's another tree legume. But it should be there as a filler plant for while you're waiting for your tagacestes and honey locusts and lutinas to grow. So you should not regard it as being a permanent feature of your garden. But like I say, after 10 years, you get the saw out, or you get the axe out and you chop it down, fill up your woodshed, and it's all good. And they grow easily. They self-seed. And, they aren't self-seed absolutely everywhere, but you can collect the seeds and you can germinate them easily and you can have an ongoing supply. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and also what I'm hearing is in this world of instant everything, instant coffee, K-cups, don't pour the laundry detergent in. Don't scoop the laundry detergent in. Just throw this pot in. It does the work for you. It does the thinking for you. What you're saying is that in the long run, you got to do it the hard
way. Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so, class, I just want to let you know, I just got an email. And this email says, I can email a verification for USAPrepares.com. And it says, keep your email active. And it's mandated that all ICANN-accredited registrars begin verifying email addresses for each registrar domain. The following email address, and it's got mine at USA Prepares, is associated with USAPrepares.com, and it requires verification. You can click Verify Email. It looks really official. However, the return email address is HR, as in Human Research, at autocar57.ru. .ru is Russia. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Verify the emails that you get. And I'm getting plenty of them that say, claim your $320 CVS reward. Claim your Sears reward, you know, the $500 credit, your gift certificate. Claim it, claim it, claim it. Hurry, got to do it today. I'm getting these regularly. And the Biden administration isn't stopping it. These are fraudulent attempts to steal from you. Don't buy it. Don't just click. Be suspicious. Be suspicious of all of your emails. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you say that, because I got a I got a text message. I'll read out this text message that I got. Okay, where are we? Where are we? Where are we? It's here somewhere. Oh, yes. Linked, L-I-N-K-T, colon. Your trip on 09-09-2023 was not paid due to e-tag error. Click HTTPS bit.ly code, whatever it is. I don't have a car that works. And I live 200 miles from Melbourne and all their toll roads. So that is about, it's a fish. It's a fishing text. That's exactly what you're talking about. And bit.ly, you know, whatever. that's a website that is designed to mask the real origin of a website. If you get bit.ly/whatever code, you know, and it's all phishing. It is. And, you know, I looked at that and I just laughed and I ignored it. And I kept it, you know, because I thought, well, maybe I'll need it as evidence or something. I don't know. But, you know, clearly not me, you know. And it's quite remarkable. This is always something that happens in collapse scenarios, that the number of beggars increases, the number of thieves increases, the number of con men increases, the number of violent robbers increases. And that always happens. Crime increases. All levels, all types of crime increase. You know, extortion. Because everybody's broke, and with becoming broke, people become desperate. And so you've got to be aware of all these sort of scams, and you've just got to not fall for them. You're a fool if you fall from them. And you know what they say about a fool and his money? They're easily parted. That's just how it is. And if you fall for it, well, I'm very sorry, you've lost your money and you'll have to do better next time. That's all I can say. This is, it's getting absolutely unreal, Vincent. You know, it's just, another thing that's happening around here locally is people are having their horses and livestock stolen. Sheep out of the paddocks. Horses out of the paddocks. And I would say, and what's been happening, I think I mentioned this on a previous broadcast, that there's a case around here locally of someone had a Marama livestock guardian dog guarding their sheep in the field just down the road, just a few miles from here. And a thief or thieves got a pair of linesman's pliers or fenceman's pliers, yeah, fencing pliers, cut the wire fence, shot the Marama dead, and stole the sheep. Loaded him onto a truck, and they were out of there.
Outrageous.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.